Follow-up note on a patient, Clifford, first name Lottie. Ms. Clifford returned for follow-up. She was seen in my office for EMG nerve conduction velocity testing, and it showed evidence of sensory peripheral neuropathy in both lower extremities. But her history is rather interesting. She was in her usual very good state of health until she developed herpetic eruption in her mid-chest and back in a late August period. In October, she developed a numbness in her right toes that rapidly spread to her left foot and her truncal area around the left waist and chest become very sensitive and burning and period. She was given gabapentin and noticed some changes in the left eye vision. Eventually, she was diagnosed with visual disturbances, was seen by a neuro-ophthalmologist at the university hospital, and had a lumbar punching time two times. I have no reports available, but according to the patient, it showed inflammation. She was admitted to the hospital for 3 days and had extensive testing, including imaging studies of the brain, cervical, spine. Period. She was placed on the Cyclovir 800 milligram 5 tablets a day. Period. The patient still complaining of the generalized weakness, numbness, paresthesia, pain in her feet, as well as the left chest and left waist area period. She has not recovered her vision period. Her medications as above on the examination, I found blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 70. She still have a reduced vision over the left eye, is a mild paler of the left optic disc in the period. So the visual fields examination revealed restricted vision over the left inferior fields in the left eye period. The rest of the cranial nerves were intact. She had a diffuse weakness in the upper and lower extremities, but no localizing weakness or spasticity. The plantar response was flexor. She had a significantly reduced light touch and pinprick sensation, vibratory perception in the both feet. There was an area of a high hypersensitivity and allodynia over the left T67 and T11, T12 distribution period. Patient was unsteady in the Romberg test in that period. There was no obvious appendicular or truncal ataxial or mid sign was negative that period. Impression, very interesting presentation, resulted in a progressive a neuropathic pain, numbness in both lower extremities, as well as the allodynia in the thoracic multiple zone, loss of the vision, and meningeal involvement in the period. I agree that most likely it was related to a viral infection in the period. Peripheral neuropathy would be not typical result of the viral meningitis. I still wonder about transverse myelitis in the thoracic spine period. I will give patient compound prescription for ketamine lotion, as well as the GABA, pentin, clonidine, and verapamil. Apply in the area of the hypersensitivity and pain on both feet. I will receive record from university hospital period. Please fax carbon copy of this report to Dr. Maurice Archuleta and Dr. Victoria VI KTORIA PELAC PLAKMD. Signature Alexander Feldman, MD.